town with.
Kismet. It's still a work in progress. Hope you liked it.
We're called the Winter Project. We're playing one more. It is called Going Home. We hope to see you at PA's Lounge Saturday night.
Thank you, Joel.
Thanks a lot, Joel.
Thanks, Joel. And again, if you like what you're hearing, check us out at thewinterproject.bandcamp.com. You can view our website at thewinterproject.info. You could also find us at iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere you buy your music online. Again, this is Going Home.
Thank you very much. We're the Winter Project. See you Saturday night, PA's Lounge, Union Square. Thanks a lot, Joel.
Good night, and thank you, Joel.
On the town with Mikey B.
And it was almost a party atmosphere out there, you know, almost carnival in nature. It's almost like street fair.
And then it changed radically.
It changed. I mean, just quiet, eerie.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Where the Ground is Rust with Needles from the Milling Cowns. And before that, Messiah's Gun from Bentmen. And before that, we heard a live set from the Winter Project, who are now here in this studio. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot, Andrew. Thanks for having us.
Had a great time.
So Martin Atkins didn't join you guys yet? Like, what? What's up with that?
we
haven't broken it to the drummer.
Is he stalking you guys or something?
He keeps trying to kick Matt out of the band, but you know, that funny accent and everything. We got to stick with the Boston guy.
You got to have like consistent funny accents.
Yeah, exactly. The Boston accent's bad enough, so we figure Martin, you know, too much. Plus, he lives in Chicago, so couldn't make it to practice very often.
Yeah, it's a kind of a commute.
I don't know. He could probably afford the airplane ride.
It probably, like, you know, probably takes as much time to go to Chicago by train as it does to go to, like, I don't know, Quincy by MBTA, right?
Right. Well, we don't practice very much, so we could probably make it work, as was evidenced by that live set. But yeah, Martin's a cool dude. We met him out in Chicago at what was that thing we went to? I don't remember.
That was a musicians conference.
CD Baby, DIY music thing. It was cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Met a lot of unemployed musicians.
There was at least 1,000 people there with nothing else to do.
Well, there's only a dollar's difference between unemployed and self-employed.
That's true.
If somebody gives you a dollar for not just to hand it to you, that you actually did something, then you're employed.
That's right. We're professional musicians.
I think it counts for a whole
ticket.
Year, too. Yeah.
300 years of streaming revenue to pay for the pass to get in, so we'll break even in 2048.
Yeah, exactly. Every time somebody plays us on Spotify, I think we get like 0.2 cents. It's
very sexy business.
Yeah, very, very meager earnings off of airplay on online plays.
So you guys are doing one of these Dave Crespo extravaganzas, huh?
Yeah, Saturday night. We visited him, was it last week?
It was last Wednesday.
Yeah. Played over there in Cambridge, and going to put on a bill. See how it is.
Yeah, it was a pretty neat little studio they had over there. It was like it was almost like playing in the living room. It was really mm-hmm. comfy and cozy kind of place.
I was over there once in a bathrobe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There's pictures. Yeah.
it's a long walk down the corridor to get to the bathroom there.
Yeah.
In your bathrobe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of noise in there. All sorts of studio bands. So,
what was that tune you played right before we came on?
That was the Milling Cowns.
That's a great tune.
That was very Joy Division.
It's called Where the Ground is Rust with Needles. Yeah,
I wanted to smoke a clove and put on my eyeliner and just kind of get back into the groove. That was good stuff.
Yeah, they play around town. They're pretty awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
They've
tune.
Played live here, and we have like recordings of them playing live here.
That's awesome. Good band.
Yeah, definitely have to check those guys out.
Sounds just good. Like, I think we're going to have recordings of you guys, too. You know, usually Joel picks out, like, a couple of tunes that he likes
cool.
from each set, and perfect. Then he does a compilation, and then sometimes we play those live on the air, too, you know?
Yeah, he did a heck of a job in there. Thank him again. Great, great guy.
Yeah, he always
and
does
thank
a great
you to
job.
Have us, and thank yeah. Paula for all the social media kind of taking photos. And
it's terrific.
Yeah. Stuff. So we got two other bandmates down here. Can you introduce yourself?
We don't say much.
The silent bandmates.
I'm Todd. This is Matt.
Thanks for introducing me.
And pointing. This is radio.
this guy here is Matt.
There's probably a lot of guys like their hero is Silent Bob, but you'd never know it because they don't say anything.
If you didn't know it, the Winter Project actually has 86 members to it. The rest of them just don't talk.
Right.
And they're invisible, too. Some
they are.
Of them. Yeah.
All right, they're actually down in the studio. Just waiting.
Yeah. But they mock you guys when you're loading in and out because, you know, you can't have, like, invisible band members carrying, like, an SVT because people will be like, whoa, ghost, man.
And definitely not up those three flights of stairs to lug up all the amps.
It's actually only one. You're like seeing triple.
It's just one long, light, long
you're seeing triple.
Flight of stairs. Yeah.
Confusing yourself.
Yeah, we had a good time in there. Like we said on the air about 80 times, we're going to be playing live at PA's Lounge this coming weekend. The Crossbow's putting it on, so we're excited about that. It's going to be our last gig of the year, actually.
Yeah, and then it's back to the studio. So if you want to come see us, this is your last chance in 2000, what year are we at, 16?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, a couple of the songs that we played in there, was first time seeing the public stuff that we're working on.
It sounded like the first time we played them ever, but... Yeah.
Do you guys have secret songs that you only play, in rehearsal and, never play?
Well, we got one song on the first EP that we can't seem to play live anymore, so we did not play... We just spared everyone tonight. I think we played it here with you last time, Ache, mm-hmm. for some reason. One of those songs that, once we left the studio, it, flew away like a butterfly.
What did we do? What?
Yeah. How do I play that
strings?
Again?
Strings?
Yeah.
Sticks?
Yeah. Where's the flautist? Where did he go? Yeah, it was one of those things where definitely way too many tracks to play with at the studio, I think.
We shouldn't hire Timbaland to do that remix. We just can't reproduce it.
Well, you could do backing tracks of all the music and then just goof off.
That was actually Todd's idea. He said, you got to get one of those looping channel systems so you can just play the guitar and then loop over it, and then I've got four guitar tracks before you know it.
Yeah, three more guitars.
We just need three more guitars.
More guitar. Build it up, then break it down.
Then you have to play in tune, though, you know. It'd be a challenge.
Yeah.
And you can't put an auto-tune on your guitar, you know, can't do that.
The interesting thing about being in a band, and Ron and I have been in several bands together, and Todd and Ron have been in bands together, Matt and I have been in bands together, is that you got to get along with all your bandmates. And every time we say, hey, we should get another guitarist, then we say, but then we got to deal with another person in the room.
Yeah, and most musicians can't even get along with themselves.
Yeah. Exactly. And we've all been lifelong friends, so, you know, we get along fine even when we're jerks to each other.
One of my friends used to say, when he was he retired from being in bands, he said, a band? I can't even commit to my girlfriend, let alone four guys.
Very true.
And he did break up with that girlfriend too, yeah.
I would imagine if she heard that.
Yeah. Right. So let's tell people who the other bands are at this show at PA's Lounge.
What else we got? So we got Design of the Dog, Circadian Rhythm, and...
Andrew and the Brodors.
So Design of the Dog, is that intelligent design, but not that intelligent?
We don't know.
I don't know.
It's kind of like one of these Christmas specials where it's what was that thing on Saturday with the potpourri or what was it? Well, the variety show. It's like a variety show.
Like Donnie Marie kind of thing.
Jugglers, laughing. Comedians.
Yeah.
We won't know until it happens.
So did some of the bands juggle?
Yeah.
Bands that juggle? Like the chainsaws. I don't remember any bands that juggle.
We'd be more like the gong show.
Right.
But yeah, we're looking forward to it. It should be a fun night. So hopefully some of the listeners come out and have a good time. PA's Lounge, it's a great place.
And then it's time to shop for a studio. So any listeners out there that can recommend a good studio in town, let us know. We lost our last one, so we're on the market.
Did you lose it in the hurricane or something?
We don't know what happened. The guy that did it the details are shady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the detail, yeah.
It's mysterious.
His studio is no longer there.
It's like a Black Mirror episode. Like, nobody really knows what happened.
Like, you guys went by and, the building wasn't even there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He vaguely texts us. Maybe he just doesn't want to record us
This
again.
Is where we recorded last time, wasn't it?
And it's like a McDonald's, and they say, well, this has been here since the 70s,
Yeah, it's
dude.
A Walmart. Yeah.
Then as soon as you drive away, it turns around, the studio comes back. He's like, they're gone. All right.
Yeah. He goes, boop, boop.
I never even thought about that.
Like a revolving fireplace.
It's like the cow standing up when you drive by.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then when you leave, the cows are they're lounging around, smoking.
Yeah, they're on
Gary Larson.
On their hind legs.
All right, thanks a lot. The Winter Project.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew. PA's Lounge, Saturday night.
Desperate as blood.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. That was just Mimosa from Plumeray, and before that, Names on Walls from Milligram. And now we're going to hear something from The Field Effect.
Feet off the ground. Listen closely and I swear you hear my heart pound. We were perfect lying underneath the main sky. Mirage smile and your endless green eyes. In that moment when I leaned in for another kiss, I knew that you were something special I was gonna miss. The ocean walls are back and forth with the coastline. We both know this is borrowed time. But when you turn to me instead, I feel like I'm in heaven. So let's go. Driving over state lines.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard No Eden from Only Living Witness. Before that, Cannonball from Quintain Americana. And before that, Ogunquit Maine from The Field Effect. And now we're going to hear something from One of Us.
Construction of will. The blood and pain leave their mark to carry the lesson through time. Your edge is scalloped and keen. Flesh is your paper. You carve your pain into me. Who are you? Why do you hide yourself behind silence when your words could bring life to the dead? Your form is engraved here, though the soil has begun to heal. The taste of your light was sadistic to offer. You see, I cannot take what I am selfish enough to want. Who are you? Why do you hide yourself behind silence when your word could bring life through the dark?
there's nothing in it, and you'll ask yourself, where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where?